Thank you. ओम शांति। बाप दादा द क्रिएटर ऑफ द ब्राह्मिन वर्ल्ड इज सीइंग हिज ब्राह्मिन वर्ल्ड एवरीवेयर। ईच ब्राह्मिन Each Brahmin is a special soul in the whole Brahmin world. You are one out of multi-millions. Because you have recognized the Father who has come in an ordinary body. Bap Dada is giving love from his heart to the children who have merged him in their heart. Each child is experiencing himself to be loved by such a father and is experiencing the father to be merged in his or her heart. For the father, every child is extremely lovely. For the father, every child is extremely lovely and loved by all. And is loved by all. All of you children, all of you children have issued a challenge to all souls that we are those who have a yogi life. That we are those who have a yogi life, that we are not those who just have yoga or do yoga, but we are those who have a yogi life. A life is not just for 2 or 4 hours. A life is for all time, is for all time. So while walking and moving around and performing actions, you are constant yogis who have a yogi life. Whether you are sitting in yoga or doing any other physical work, you are karma yogis. Whether you are sitting in yoga or doing any other physical work, you are karma yogis. The aim of your life, the aim of your life is to be a constant yogi. Do you experience your yogi life to be a natural life? Do you experience your yogi life to be a natural life? Bap Dada is seeing the sparkling fortune on the forehead of each child. What is he seeing? What does he see? That each child of mine is one who has self-respect and is a self-sovereign. A master of the world. Why? Because where there is self-respect, there cannot be body consciousness. Where there is self-respect, there cannot be body consciousness. That is, where there is consciousness of the true self, there cannot be body consciousness. From the beginning to the end, until now, Bap Dada has given every child different types of self-respect. If you were to remember your self-respect now, right now, if you were to remember your self-respect, and continue to turn the beads of each point of self-respect. You would become an embodiment of many types of self-respect. And become absorbed in that self-respect. However, Bap Dada does not like one thing about the children. Even till now, Bap Dada does not like one thing about the children. Do you know what that is, what he doesn't like about the children? When some children say that they sometimes have to labor to stabilize themselves in their self-respect. So when some children say that they have sometimes they sometimes have to labor to stabilize themselves in their self-respect, and that they want to do this, but that it sometimes takes them effort. When the father hears this, the father cannot bear to see the effort of the Almighty Authority children. When the father sees the children laboring, he cannot bear to see the effort of the Almighty Authority children, because where there is love, there is no labor. Where there is labor, there is lack of love. Where there is labor, there is a lack of love. So today at Amrit Vela, Bap Dada toured around all the Brahmins everywhere in this land and abroad. Bap Dada toured around all the Brahmins everywhere in this land and abroad. And what did he see? Bap Dada saw that some children were sitting in their self-respect. They were thinking. That I am seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. They were thinking this, that I am seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. They were thinking this. they were also making effort to stabilize themselves in this self-respect. But what was the weakness that Baba saw? What was the weakness that Baba saw? They were remembering their self-respect, they were thinking about it. However, the weakness visible was in being an embodiment of self-respect, in being an image of experience, and in being an embodiment of the authority of experience. So Baba saw this weakness in the children, but the weakness visible was in being an embodiment of self-respect, in being an image of experience, and in being an embodiment of the authority of experience. There are many authorities, but the greatest authority is the authority of experience. There are many authorities, but the greatest authority is the authority of experience. And it is the Almighty Authority who has given you the experience of self-respect. So they were making effort, but they were not becoming an embodiment of experience. But they were not becoming an embodiment of experience. They were making effort to be in their self-respect, but not experiencing themselves to become being embodiments of experience. But Dada saw that while children sit, they didn't think about this, but only some are embodiments of experience. Although they sit in that self-respect, but still only some are embodiments of experience of that. In that experience, not even the slightest body conscious of any type can pull you towards itself. So if you are an embodiment of experience at that time, when you are thinking about the self-respect, then not even the slightest body consciousness of any type can pull you towards itself. This is the sign of that you are becoming an embodiment of experience. That no type of slightest body consciousness can pull you towards itself. So to become an embodiment of experience, to become lost in the experience of being a karma yogi while performing action is now a lot more essential. That is, you have to perform actions, but while performing actions, you also have to experience yourself to be an embodiment of experience of that self-respect. Become an embodiment in every situation, in every subject, become an embodiment of experience. Whether it is knowledge, yoga, dharana, or service, these are the four subjects which we are studying, become an embodiment of experience in all four subjects. Become an embodiment of experience in all four subjects. Even Maya cannot shake someone who is experienced. Even Maya cannot shake someone who is experienced. And this is why today, Bap Dada wants to see all the children as embodiments of experience. Bap Dada wants to see all the children as embodiments of experience today. There is a big difference between hearing and thinking about it and in being an embodiment of that experience. So the big difference between hearing and thinking about that self-respect and in being an embodiment of the experience of that, whatever you think, whatever you think, whatever self-respect you want to stabilize yourself in, become stable in being the embodiment of that experience. No one can shake that experience. No one can shake that experience because it is the experience of self-respect. So it is something to do with the true self. When you are an embodiment of self-respect and are stable in the experience of self-respect, when you're stable in the experience of self-respect, there cannot be any body consciousness there. So either it is consciousness of the self or it is consciousness of the body. Just see, for example, for instance, when there is darkness and at that time you switch on the light, then what happens? Darkness disappears automatically, doesn't it? You just switch on the light and darkness disappears automatically. You don't have to make any effort to remove the darkness or to chase darkness away. You don't have to make effort for that, to chase the darkness away or remove the darkness. You just switch on and there's light and darkness goes automatically. Similarly, when seated on the seat of self-respect, the switch of experience is on. And so, no type of body consciousness can, different types of body consciousness There are different types of body consciousness. So they, and the Father has also given different types of self-respect. So when there's that self-respect, the body consciousness cannot exist there. You know about self-respect. You do make effort for it. But there is a difference between trying to make effort for that experience and in being an embodiment of that experience. There's a difference between trying to make effort for that experience and in being an embodiment of that experience. And when there's no experience, you have to do labor. Then you have to labor. So, now, according to the time, and so now, according to the time, and as, and at this time, as you are accomplishing the aim of becoming equal to the Father, you are accomplishing this aim of becoming equal to the Father at such a time, Bap Dada doesn't like seeing you labor. Bap Dada doesn't like seeing you labor. So each one of you should check yourself. Am I the one who is in karma yogi life? Life means which is natural and for all time. It is not just sometimes. So am I in that karma yogi life? So life means natural and for all time. It is not just sometimes. So become an embodiment of experience. As you have the aim of experiencing yourself in a yogi life. So ask yourself, have I accomplished that aim of having a yogi life and of being an image of experience? If you are experiencing yourself to be in that way, then you yourself will constantly experience the sparkling light on your forehead. You will constantly experience the sparkling light on your forehead. You yourself will be stable in that experience. You will be an embodiment of remembrance of that form. Not have the remembrance of that form, but you will become an embodiment of remembrance. You will not be asking yourself whether I am that or not that. The proof of whether you are an embodiment of remembrance or not is that when you are an embodiment of experience of that remembrance, when you are an embodiment of the experience of that remembrance, you will experience yourself to have that power while carrying out any task. You will experience yourself to have that power while carrying out any task. The tasks may vary. You do so many things, but your stage of being an embodiment of experience should not vary. Your stage of being in embodiment of experience should not vary. So today, Bab Dada saw why you have to labor. So Baba was wondering, why do you have to labor? Baba saw that you are number-wise according to your effort in becoming an embodiment of experience. So you are number-wise according to your effort in being an embodiment of experience. This is what Baba saw. Today, Bab Dada said that Bab Dada has deep love in his heart for every child. So Bab Dada said, today Bab Dada has deep love in his heart for every child, and he therefore cannot bear to see one he loves having to labor. No matter in what subject you may have to labor, no matter in what subject you may have to labor, or you may use the word sometimes. In that, sometimes, you use this word sometimes, you are experienced, sometimes not. So this word sometimes, if you are using, the reason for this is that you lack being an embodiment of experience. That is why you say sometimes. You are an effort maker, of course. You are an effort maker, of course, but you have not become an embodiment. You have not yet become an embodiment. You should be able to experience being an embodiment of experience of self-respect in all four subjects. In 1 second. So in 1 second you should experience being an embodiment of experience of self-respect in all four subjects. So the experience should come in 1 second. So that body consciousness cannot come close to you. So if you have that experience, that body consciousness will not come to you. Just as darkness cannot remain in the face of light. Just as darkness does not remain in the face of light, you don't have to chase it away. You don't have to chase away darkness. It is natural. That where there is darkness, there is little or no light at all. That's why there is darkness. So, the greatest authority that is remembered or praised or sung is that of the authority of experience. Even if thousands of people try to change an experience of someone, they cannot do that or take away that experience. They cannot do that. Even if thousands of people try to change an experience of someone, you cannot do that. In any subject, whether it's knowledge, yoga, or dharana, or service, any of the four subjects. If out of any of the four subjects, even in one, if you have to labor, that even in one subject of the four you have to labor, of trying to finish, to achieve, to finish something, to achieve success in service, to transform your nature in the subject of dharana, transform your nature in the subject of dharana, to remain unshakable in yoga, or to experience a yogi life. So any of these, if you have to labor, if you have to labor in any of these, or use the word sometimes, or use the word sometimes in that or for that experience, it means that you have not become an image of experience in that subject. Because when you're an image of experience, you will not say sometimes or you will have to labor. No, you become an image of experience automatically. An experience is not sometimes. It is a natural nature. So, did you hear what is the reason for having to labor? So, did you hear what the reason is for having to labor? When you experience being seated on the seat of experience, when you experience being seated on the seat of experience, that is, when you experience being an embodiment of a blessing, or self-respect, do you have to labor at that time? Because you already have the experience of being an embodiment of that. It is a natural experience, is it not? It's a natural experience, is it not? So, according to the time, according to the time, as everything is going to happen suddenly, it's not going to tell you in advance before it happens. So whatever is to happen, it will happen suddenly. It will not tell you in advance. Collectively at the same time, a ticket is being cut for many, is being clipped for many. So at such a time, are you ever ready? You will not say that you are still making effort, will you? Ever ready means, ever ready means that whatever thought you have of a blessing or self-respect,
sankalp kiya,
whatever thought you have of a blessing or self-respect, you should become an embodiment of that instantly. You should become an embodiment of that instantly. This is why Bap Dada is. This is why today Bap Dada is drawing your attention to this. Is drawing your attention to this. Able to make any blessing fruitful and become experienced in that, in the form of that blessing or self-respect? Are you able to make any blessing fruitful and become embodiment in that form of that blessing or self-respect? You will definitely have to become that. You may say, I'm trying. You may say, I'm trying. But even if you are going to try, even if you are going to try, do that from now. Do that from now. Because practice over a long period of time will help at that time. You need a long period of practice to help you at the last moment. You don't have to be just an effort maker, but you have to be an experienced soul. Because the Almighty Authority has given all of you the authority of experience. The Almighty Authority has given all of you the authority of experience. Just as you are experienced in body consciousness, aren't you? You are experienced in body consciousness, aren't you? Do you have to remember your body consciousness? Do you have to think again and again that I am so and so? For example, the name of your body is so much firm in your mind, so much firm in your mind, the name of your body. You will say, I am so and so. In the same way, soul consciousness also should be so firm. Even if thousands of people tell you that you are not that and that you are this and they use a different name for you, would you believe them? Would you forget your name? The awareness of the body means the awareness of the body with the name that has been given to you at birth has become so firm and natural. If someone is calling someone else with your name as yours, you will still ask, who is calling me? So, this body consciousness has become so firm, Similarly, be just as firm in being soul conscious, in maintaining your self-respect, and in being a master of the self. You say that your life has changed. So what have you changed from body consciousness to soul consciousness? So now check, have I become an embodiment of knowledge? Have I become an embodiment of knowledge? Or have I become one who listens to knowledge and relates to others? Because knowledge, jnan, is light. Knowledge is might. To be an embodiment of knowledge means that whatever actions you perform will be filled with light and might. This is the meaning of to be an embodiment of knowledge. That whatever actions you perform will be filled with light and might. They will be accurate. This is known as being an embodiment of knowledge. Do not become one who just relates knowledge or speaks knowledge, but be an embodiment of knowledge. So this is knowledge. Then, to be an embodiment of yoga means to be a conqueror of the physical organs. Be a master of the self over all the physical organs. Be a master of the self over all the physical organs. This is known as yoga, that is a life that is yukti-yukt, a life that is yukti-yukt. If you are an embodiment of knowledge and yoga, if you are an embodiment of knowledge and yoga, then you automatically be able to imbibe every virtue. You will automatically be able to imbibe every virtue. Where there's knowledge and yoga and you are yog-yukt, the imbibing of virtues takes place automatically. The imbibing of virtues takes place automatically. And then service, seva, also will take place at every moment automatically. Will take place automatically. According to the time, you may serve through your mind, thoughts, words, through actions, through love in your relationships. Service will... So whatever you are doing, whether it's you're using your mind, you're speaking, you're acting, you use through actions, service will continuously take place automatically. It will continue to take place continuously. Service also takes place in relationships and connections. For instance, in the Brahmin family, if your brother or sister, your alaukik brother or sister is a little sad, or is a little dull in making efforts, or is under the influence of a particular sanskar, if at that time, you give zeal and enthusiasm or cooperation or love to that contact soul, that is, you do the charity of service you will accumulate in your account. It is an act of charity to uplift someone who has fallen. It's an act of charity to uplift someone who has fallen. So, to do service of your relations and contacts is the duty of a true server. That is the duty of a true server, to serve your relations and contacts. It should not be that service is only service that you receive or is given to you to do. If somebody tells you to do service and you do that, that's not service. Let service itself continue to take place automatically through your thoughts, words and actions, relationships and connections. It should happen all the time automatically without somebody telling you to do it. Many times Bab Dada has seen that in connection with others, some children see that the other one's nature or sanskar is not what they think it should be. It's not according to what they want it to be. It is different sanskar from what they think it should be. However, to have thoughts that such and such is like that anyway, he's never going to change, and it's a waste of time to serve this soul. It's a waste of time to serve this one. If you are thinking in this way, is it right to have such a thought? Then what's the use of serving this soul, because he's not going to change anyway? So is it right to think in such a way? Is it right to have such thoughts? Since you believe that you are those who will make elements also sato pradhan. You are the ones who are going to make the elements sato pradhan. That you will change the elements, the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, you will change them. But that one is a human soul. So when you have challenged that you're going to change even the elements, and this one is a soul, one who calls himself a Brahmin, but he's influenced by a sanskar. Since you have issued a challenge to change the sanskars of the elements too, well, that one is a soul. He is someone who has a relationship with you. A true server would definitely have good wishes. In order to earn the charity of serving him. So he will have good wishes because he wants to do charity of serving that soul. So he definitely have good wishes. He will not say, oh, he's like that. He can never change. He will never change. These are not good wishes. If you are thinking in this way that he will never change, he's like this always, this is not having good wishes. These are subtle feelings of dislike. Nevertheless, that one is your brother or sister. And at least he says, my Baba, he says that. So he is your brother or sister. A true server would earn charity in having good wishes for even those who have not served him. So you will be earning charity in this way by having good wishes for him. Do not push those who have fallen down. So do not push them and make them fall further down. Uplift them. Give them your cooperation. This is known as being a true server, a charitable soul. So check yourself in this way. Now what do you have to check? Do I have this much zeal and enthusiasm? Do I have this much zeal and enthusiasm for service? This is known as being an authority of experience. So Bap Dada now wants you to become an image of experience. And to use your authority of experience. Now, Bap Dada is asking the children, those who will become embodiments of experience in all four subjects, and will use the authority of experience, those who will remove any weakness in them, they will remove that weakness if they have in them. Those who will pay this much attention to themselves, they raise their hands. Baba saying, you are raising the hand of your mind, are you not? Not the physical hand, but the hand of the mind. Raise your hand. Raise the hand of your mind. Because Bap Dada will ask for the results on Shivratri. Shivratri is coming soon. Baba will ask for the results on Shivratri. The sanskar of anyone's weakness, the sanskar of anyone's weakness should not reduce the good wishes in your mind. The sanskar of anyone's weakness should not reduce the good wishes in your mind. That one's sanskar is slack, okay. But it is powerful enough to reduce your good wishes. Isn't it? So that one's sanskar is slack, but it is powerful enough to reduce your good wishes. Because your good wishes reduced when you saw his sanskar. See what Brahma Father did. What did Brahma Father not see? He saw so many things happening. What did he not do? While being responsible, at the end he departed. That is, he left the body. He departed, giving everyone the teaching of three words of good wishes and pure feelings. He departed in the end giving everyone the teachings of three words of good wishes and pure feelings. You remember those, do you not? Those three words you remember, do you not? He himself became avyakt. He himself became avyakt through the stage of being incorporeal, egoless and viceless. So these are three words he said before leaving the body. Children, may you be incorporeal, egoless and viceless. He did not give anyone the feeling that he was going through the suffering of karma. Did anyone understand that his suffering of karma was now finishing? No one felt, you know, because Baba said these three words at the end. After finishing the murli, he got up, came near the doorstep and said these words and went to his room, and there he became avyakt. So did anyone understand that his suffering of karma was now finishing? What happened? He became avyakt. Father Brahma demonstrated the blessing of being angelic. Follow Father Brahma. You have love for Father Brahma, don't you? So even though you may not have seen him in the corporeal form, follow Brahma Father. You have love for Father Brahma, is it not? Even though you may not have seen him in the corporeal form, even now, you all have love for him in the form of the avyakt father. You all have love for him in the form of the avyakt father. In the subject of love for both Bap and Dada. In the subject of love for both Bap and Dada, the majority of you have passed. You all have lots and lots of love for both Bap and Dada. majority of you have passed. It is the love that is making you move. Even if you are not able to imbibe, not able to have dharana, even if you are lacking in any subject, but in the subject of love, majority have passed. In the subject of love for Brahma Baba, it is love which is making you move. Why have all of you come? In what plane have you come? In which aeroplane you came? You arrived here in the aeroplane of love. And Bap Dada has love for even the last child. Bap Dada's love for even the last child. No matter what the child is like, no matter what the child is like, but that child has passed in the subject of love. And also, because the father has love in his heart for every child. So that child has love for the father, and the father has love for that child. No matter what he is like, his mind, Bap Dada will say, since you say my Baba, what does the father say? You are my child. So you say my Baba, Fa Baba says you are my child. You are my children. It is necessary to have such good wishes amongst yourselves in the family too. Do not look, so it is necessary to have such good wishes amongst yourselves in the family too. Don't see anyone's nature. The father knows. The father knows that there may be conflict of natures, but the conflict of natures should not finish the love. It should not finish the relationship. It is not right that it should not let the task be, not let the task be as successful. Because this is a family. Which family is it? It's God's family. It is God's family. There shouldn't be a lack of love in this family, even for any reason. Is it like that? That you have love for everyone? Or is love lacking? There should definitely be love. So love means good wishes. For everyone, no matter what someone is like, this is God's family. You are those who believe that they belong to God's family. So you are those who believe that you belong to God's family. So family means love. Family means love. If there's no love in any family, it's not a family at all. Family means love for each other. So, what lesson did you love today? Did you make this lesson firm? So what's the lesson? That's the lesson. Have good wishes and pure feelings for every soul. This is a lesson. Have good wishes and pure feelings for every soul. This godly family exists only at this one time. It's only at this time that this godly family exists. No one except God can have such a huge family. No one in the whole world ever can have such a huge family as this one, which is God's family now. So check. Because even this causes an obstacle in your effort. If you are not having good wishes for someone, it's an obstacle in your effort. So, only when you become free from obstacles, even of this obstacle, will you become experienced. Will you become experienced and make others experienced with your authority of experience. And make everyone experienced with your authority of experience. So now Muni Ben will say something now. What is to be done now? So, this is a turn of Rajasthan to serve.
Baba, seva ka turn Rajasthan ka hai.
It is a turn of Rajasthan to serve. This time it's only Rajasthan.
Rajasthan wale khade honge.
All those of Rajasthan stand up. These are all from Rajasthan. So many, I think, is nearly 3/4 of this hall is Rajasthan. Very good. Oh, very good. Okay, sit down. Baap Dada has seen that Baap Dada has seen that all of you have taken this chance for service with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. That all of you have taken this chance for service with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, and you inspire others in the same way too. This part of service over 10 to 15 days, you know, they come at least 10 days before Baba's meeting. So they start serving 10 days before the meeting. So this path of service over 10 to 15 days is a means of earning an income in various ways. One benefit is that each one of you accumulates your charity as a fruit of service. You accumulate your charity as a fruit of service. The second benefit is the atmosphere of knowledge in Madhuban. This is the second benefit of the atmosphere of knowledge in Madhuban. The atmosphere of the large family. And it's the atmosphere of the large family. And you receive the power of love in your effort. You receive the power of love in your effort. Here you have the atmosphere, the vibrations, and bathing in knowledge. You are bathing in knowledge all the time. So the atmosphere vibrations very high and bathing in knowledge. When people go to bathe at a pilgrimage place, even once, they go to bathe at a pilgrimage place, even once, they consider that to be a great charity that they bathed in the Ganges. They took a dip in the Ganges. Whereas here, so many days you stay here, you bathe in the knowledge. You bathe in the knowledge for that many days. And versions of knowledge continue to drop into your ears. And you automatically continue to receive the vibrations of yogi souls and souls who have love for God. You continue to receive the vibrations of yogi souls and souls who have love for God. You also receive the benefit of the atmosphere of solitude. You receive the benefit of the atmosphere of solitude. When people keep themselves busy in their work, their study, so they keep themselves busy in their work, their study, or something that benefits them, then they receive a chance to make their future elevated in a few days only. So only in a few days you can make your future elevated, because here you get a chance for that. You can be busy in your work, you can study, and in every way you'll be benefited. So this is why the work of the yajna continues and the charity is accumulated for those who come. Charity accumulated for those who serve the souls who come. Bap Dada has seen that in today's environment, all zones have zeal and enthusiasm for service. They have a lot of zeal and enthusiasm for service. Rajasthan is also moving forward in the same way. Okay. Bap Dada is seeing the speciality of each child. Bap Dada is seeing the speciality of each child. Each child has the speciality of one or the other subject, has the speciality of one or another subject. Merged in the self, this is why Bap Dada is seeing each child individually in his future form, future victorious form. This is Bap Dada seeing each child individually in his future victorious form. Because everyone has to return home together as a companion. Everyone has to return home together as a companion. You are together and you will return together. You are together and you will return together. You will rule with Father Brahma. You will rule with Father Brahma together. Okay. Seeing all the children everywhere. Seeing all the children everywhere. Bap Dada is pleased. So Bap Dada is pleased seeing all the children everywhere and is singing the song. Which song Bap Dada is singing? And he's so pleased with the children. Wah, children, wah. Wah, children, wah. In the heart of every child is the father. And in the heart of the father is every child. Seeing this huge family, here, the residents of Madhuban, there is a happiness. Wah, Madhuban, wah. Such a big family in Madhuban. Wah, Madhuban, wah. Madhuban is anyway the asylum for everyone. Madhuban is anyway the asylum for everyone. And this is why And this is why all of you come running to Madhuban. Madhuban is the asylum for everyone. And this is why all of you come running to Madhuban. Now, you quickly have to fulfill the father's hopes. Now you have to fulfill the father's hopes quickly. Fulfill the father's hopes quickly. You definitely have to become embodiments of experience in all four subjects. You definitely have to become embodiments of experience in all four subjects. Bab Dada is pleased seeing the children from this land and everywhere abroad sitting here. Bab Dada is pleased seeing the children from this land and everywhere abroad sitting here. Baba is seeing everyone. Everyone is also pleased on seeing all of this, aren't you? Everyone is pleased on seeing all of this. These facilities and signs, these facilities and signs are progressing at this time. There are many new inventions of the world. There are many new inventions for the world, but these facilities are for your benefit. Very good inventions have come. They are inventing many good inventions. While being far away, you are together because those abroad can also watch Baba directly through internet. So while being far away, you are together. So congratulations to the scientists. Congratulations to the scientists who have invented these facilities. Okay, please accept lots and lots of love from the heart and remembrance to all the children from this land and abroad. So, lots and lots of love from the heart and remembrance to all the children everywhere from this land and abroad, and in particular, namaste, namaste to such special children. Namaste to such special children. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
उतर जाऊं सुख सागर में गहरे। आदरणीय दादियाँ, हमारे
हम सर्वप्रथम
आदरणीय दादियाँ, सभी भाई बहने बैठे हैं, जब तक दादियाँ हमारे सामने दादियों से वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे, कोई भी उठेंगे नहीं, पीछे वाले सभी भाई बहने बैठ जाएं और आप सबको टोली भी मिलेगी। अब हम इसके बाद आदरणीय दादी जानकी जी से वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे। प्यारे बाबा ने तो हमारी दादियों को वरदानों से भरपूर किया है, बाबा ने हमें कहा है कि वरदानों को साकार में लाना है और आज के साकार बाबा का जन्म दिवस भी है, जो सुबह से हम मना रहे हैं। सभी बैठ जाएं, आदरणीय दादी जानकी जी से हम सभी वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे। दादी जानकी जी
कौन बोल रही है?
सब बैठ जाएं, कोई नहीं जाएंगे।
नहीं, शशी बहन का बहुत समय से देखा नहीं है,
but whatever Baba told us was very, very accurate for us, which we all needed it. And according to the drama, everything is fixed in the drama, wonderful drama. Thank you, Baba, thank you. Dadi Singh, I'm watching the clock. It's 8:14. It's not very late. This whatever we experience now became a big memorial in our life. Okay? Okay. Baba has given us so many blessings, so many blessings.
Vartan,
we keep on blessing each other. We keep on having good wishes for one another. We all have to have good wishes for everyone all the time. I remember saying once in the class, I don't like to use the word Paramatma. I always like the word Bhagwan, because when I say Bhagwan, I remember Bhagya. Bhagya means the fortune. So Bhagwan means the who's a bestower of fortune. We have filled our heart with Baba's love, and Baba has made our drishti so pure and powerful. Sister Meera of Shipping Department. She has prepared a very beautiful CD. This CD. After the CD is released by Dadi Janki. So, beloved Bab Dada, respected Dadi Ji, and all brothers and sisters. My country.
यहाँ के ब्रह्मा कुमारी के शिपिंग एविएशन टूरिज्म प्रभाग की ओर से भारत देश को समर्पित है.
So shipping and aviation wing has prepared a CD of songs.
इस गीत को गाया है साधना सरगम और
साधना सरगम and the singers. The name she announced, and also the music director. Music director. He is the director. Now, Sister Grishma will come and she will translate. Guest of the seniors, Rijmon Bhai will speak, Dadi Ratan Muni will speak, I think. You may continue sitting if you like. Grishma, Sister Grishma will translate.
Sister Very beautiful. We will all clap hands. My Bharat, my Baba, my country, my Bharat and my Baba. Now the Madhurvani group will come and sing a beautiful song. Madhurvani group will present a very beautiful song. We will all clap hands. We will also remember Baba. The line of the song is, Beloved Baba, you are showering so much of love on us. Until the song setting, I would like to say that the brothers and sisters who have not taken gifts, they will take tomorrow in the conference hall before breakfast. Madhurvani group will present a very beautiful song. Beloved Baba showers so much of love on us. Baba gives us the treasure of knowledge and makes us experienceable souls. We through the song will thank everyone. Very beautiful. Madhur Bani group, they sell the song, they fill the zeal and enthusiasm in everyone. Now we have Brother Nirvair. He will now speak the words of blessings and good wishes. Brother Nirvair. Brothers and sisters. today the whole hall is full with Rajasthan people.
Avyakt Bap Dada ki palna ka phal dekh raha hu.
I am looking at the fruit of Avyakt Bap Dada's sustenance.
Aur Avyakt Bap Dada ki
Sakar Baba's thoughts and Avyakt Bap Dada's sustenance that we are getting through the Rigul Zohar. Many brothers and sisters, life has completely changed and has become invaluable.
Baba ne vishesh charon hi subjects ko.
Baba spoke about four subjects.
Ye sab charon subjects.
Underlined all the four subjects.
Bahut achhi tarah se hamare practical life mein hone chahiye.
These four subjects should be practical in our life.
Itne bhai behno ko dekh kar ke.
And today looking at all the brothers and sisters, my mind is becoming so happy. I was also happy looking at all of you all. It is such a big family. It is also said, progress well. Baba says, fly, and with happiness make everyone fly, because this is the confluence age time, which doesn't come again and again. Now, short period of time, we have this little confluence age with us. And therefore, we have to have quality thoughts and quality life. And when we get the final result, we will all become the beads of the rosary of Bap Dada. Very beautiful. Now we have Brother Brijmohan.
सभी के समक्ष व्यक्त करें ब्रिजमोहन भाई.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
सभी बाबा के प्यारे बच्चे.
All our Baba's beloved children. Today I heard Baba's murli, and every time we listen to Baba's murli, Baba explained the essence of the entire life. I am speaking about Sakar Brahma Baba. Sakar Brahma Baba spoke about three things. And that we have to imbibe in our life. And so today Baba said, you have to bring yourself into awareness. You have to repeatedly remember. And Baba said, you have to become the embodiment of what you listen. To become an embodiment means automatically we become that. The word sometimes that will also be finished. We sometimes say that we have very good experiences, and therefore Baba says you have to now finish the word sometimes. You're walking, eating, drinking, everything should become very easy and very nice in Baba's remembrance. We have to become the embodiment of everything. We have to only remember my Baba. The driver will be taught as where he has to drive his car and how he has to. Then once the driver comes to know as how he has to move the vehicle, then there will be no need for him to read any book and then drive. Baba has given us the realization power. Baba also spoke about the specialities of Madhuban. We all brothers and sisters are practically here. There are many who have taken love from Baba. Baba has given that love and we have that realization power. We have to focus on ourselves. And whenever Baba looks at anyone, he will definitely feel that Baba is looking at us. And in today's Murli, Baba focused his drishti from wherever he will see Baba, they will definitely say, my Baba. We are getting so much benefits by coming to Madhuban. And we ourselves feel transformation about ourselves. We also have realized this. Whenever we see anybody, maybe from Rajasthan, Jaipur, that everyone will be ruling the globe. We are those souls. Baba says even my last children are special children. We all are special souls. And therefore Baba says, repeatedly remember yourself this, that you are a Brahmin, you are a deity. We all have to fulfill Baba's desire and shanti.
Yeah.